News Talk 1620 WTAW. Most of my day was spent at the Bush Library for the 75th anniversary commemoration of Pearl Harbor. Before the program began this morning, I had the opportunity to visit with a number of veterans. 27 World War II vets attended the program. One of them is a survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack, and several of us in the reporting group had an opportunity to visit with Aaron Cook of Houston.
Where were you exactly when the...
The administration building on Port Island, next to the barracks.
What was your most distinctive memory of the day?
Well, I guess the most distinctive memory of it was a shock. You know, we were surprised. I practiced raid on Sunday morning. We just don't do things like that. And then the first plane released a bomb. I said, watching the bomb go by, I said, that's the biggest, precious bomb ever sold. I said, what do you think you're trying to hit? I said, the garbage dump down at the end of the island there. About the time the hangar turned upside, they missed the garbage dump and hit the hangar. Somebody's going to be in trouble.
How did it change you and how you viewed your service?
Oh, goodness. I grew up in one day from... I think I was about 19 years old at the time, and ended up being in charge of 250 people. I'm supposed to be dead. I had to fly at least an hour. I was a combat air crewman.
What did you fly on?
Oh, I flew everything, from the SVDs, the torpedo bombers, the...
Were you radioman, gunner, pilot?
Gunner.
Yeah. And what were you assigned to on December 7th? What were you flying then?
Oh, at that time I wasn't.
Okay.
They used to say my name was Cook, so they made me a mess cook.
Was there anything left on that airfield after they got through the second time?
Oh, yes. In other words, we even shot out some of our own planes. It was really a shattering experience, but some Marines came up that knew me and said, Cook, said, you're a gunner, are you not? I said, yeah. He said, we need somebody to land a gun. And strangely enough, the first order we had from the people was knock out all the windows. And that sounds strange, but if a bomb goes off outside, windows are just like shrapnel, and they can cause more damage than anything else.
A sampling of some of the comments of Aaron Cook of Houston, a survivor of Pearl Harbor. He was based at Ford Island Naval Air Station when he saw that first bomb fall. He had been in the Navy 1 year and 3 days before the attack. He had enlisted in the Navy after growing up in the Fort Worth area.